With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Police are investigating a deadly stabbing in Georgetown near Mary Street and Macfield Lane. Radio K-Man's April Cummings has more.
Four people are in custody on suspicion of murder as detectives appeal for witnesses and video footage. Police say they responded to a call about a fight in progress around 4 a.m. When they arrived on the scene, they learned two men had already been taken to the hospital with stab wounds. One of those men was pronounced dead by the attending doctor.
My name is Peter Lansdowne. I'm the detective superintendent with RCIPS. I would just like to start by expressing our condolences to the deceased family, with whom we are working and supporting very closely. We are aware that a number of people were present during the affray in Mary Street, and many left the scene before the police arrived. We appeal to these people to make themselves known to us and just explain what happened. We have established methods of protecting witnesses if necessary.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service has now opened a full murder investigation.
This investigation is progressing quickly, and I would ask the public and persons involved to assist us and allow my detectives to take all necessary and appropriate actions to bring this matter to justice and protect the public and communities of Cayman. I am aware that images of people potentially involved have been published in the media, and I would stress that doing so before official release by the police can cause families to become distressed and could adversely affect legal and possible identification procedures. Once again, I would warn the media and public not to take such action.
They've arrested two men aged 19 and 24 and two women aged 24 and 25, all residents of Georgetown. They're being held on suspicion of murder and affray as detectives interview witnesses and review available evidence. The scene around Mary Street and McField Lane remained cordoned off for much of the day as forensic officers documented the area and searched for clues. Investigators are appealing to anyone who is in the Mary Street or McField Lane area or who may have CCTV footage, doorbell, or even dash cam from nearby roads to come forward. You can contact the Georgetown Police Station directly or pass information on anonymously through the RCIPS confidential tip line or at rcips.ky. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. At last check, the second man injured in the incident remained in the hospital with none life-threatening injuries. A major incident room has been set up. If you have any information you believe is relevant to the investigation, call 649-2930. To the courts, a court appearance for a man charged with attempting to create indecent images of children and indecent assault has been delayed once again. Sherlock Samuel Bodden faces a two-count indictment stemming from charges laid earlier this year. He was due to appear in court earlier this week, but the hearing was adjourned after the court was told he was still at a medical appointment when the matter was called on by the chief magistrate. The case then appeared on the grand court list for an initial appearance, unsurprising given the seriousness of the allegations. Mr. Bodden was scheduled to appear today at 11:30 before the head of the criminal division, Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards, KC. However, the matter was removed from the judge's list without explanation. It remains unclear when the case will next come before the courts. At this stage, no pleas have been entered. Mr. Bodden continues to be held in custody at HMP Northward. And a woman charged with overstaying has prompted the chief magistrate to call for greater public education on the rights and responsibilities of work permit holders in the Cayman Islands. Aiza Andam faces a single count of overstaying, stemming from charges filed last December. She appeared in the summary court earlier this week, where the court heard that she had resigned from her employer in November while still on a valid work permit. It was understood that Ms. Andine believed her legal status would continue until the expiry of her permit. The court was told she assumed, like many others, that only individuals who are dismissed and those whose employers actively revoke their permits lose their immigration status immediately. Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez noted that misunderstanding is common. She said the information before her, including guidance from the Department of Work officer present, made it clear that Ms. Andam had not deliberately overstayed but was unaware that resigning from a job can also affect a person's immigration standing imminently. The chief magistrate observed that overstaying is a serious offence, but in cases where the breach is unintentional or not realised, there should be a civil process available to resolve the matter without exposing individuals to risks of criminal conviction. She urged WERC to increase public education and engagement to ensure work permit holders fully understand their obligations while living and working in the islands. Ms. Andam has not yet entered a plea and remains on bail pending a further court appearance. A local business owner is expected to enter pleas later this month in the summary courts. Sasha Miller, trading as Victoria Janitorial, is charged with 3 counts of failing to effect a standard health insurance contract. The charges were filed earlier this year. The matter is scheduled to return to court on the 24th of February when Ms. Miller is expected to formally enter pleas. In other local news, the Central Planning Authority is meeting on Tuesday. The board will consider a rooftop restaurant application on Northwest Point Road in West Bay, the site of an apartment complex under construction called Dolphin Point. The proposal is for a 6,900-square-foot restaurant on a portion of the roof of the building. Another major project includes an application for 32 apartments and a pool off of the Esterly-Tibbetts Highway. The Ministry of Education is also hoping for a green light on its pitch for a new parking lot in East End. The subject property is located along John McLean Drive, just west of the East End Primary School. The property currently has 2 houses, which, if the project is approved, will be demolished. The plan is for MOE to build a 44-space parking lot. There are also several after-the-fact planning applications set to be discussed. You can find the full agenda online at planning.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's latest local news. Cayman's police are rolling out a new leadership and management program as the wider Blue Light Service steps up training at home and around the region. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is launching a new leadership and management program with the City and Guilds, a United Kingdom-based educational and training organization that designs and awards vocational and professional qualifications. In conversation with Radio Cayman, Learning and Development Officer Carson Benjamin said it's designed for officers and Caymanians as young as age 16 to create a clear pathway into senior roles in the service, moving away from one-off courses to instead providing consistent, singular guidance across each career stage.
The commissioner's goal is to professionalize the service. And one of the ways that you can do that is to ensure that persons are equipped and persons are guided by the same framework.
He says the program gives young people a clearer sense of where a policing career can lead.
If I aspire to be the commissioner, for instance, if I aspire to be on the senior leadership team in the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service. So when we say end to end, we are talking about a beginning to an end program. It's like Alpha Omega, beginning and the end. And I think that is very crucial.
Cayman's National Coast Guard similarly, separately, hosted a 2-week Royal National Lifeboat Institution Train the Trainer course, bringing in maritime and law enforcement officers from Anguilla, Bermuda, the British Virgin Islands, Montserrat, and the Turks and Caicos Islands to strengthen regional search and rescue training. Participants said the program blended classroom work with practical rescue scenarios and helped sharpen their own instructional skills so they can train colleagues at home. Officials say programs like these are meant to build local leadership and resilience so Cayman and our neighbors can develop our own people and respond more effectively to crises, whether on the streets or at sea. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Officials say programs like these are meant to build local leadership and resilience so Cayman and its neighbors can develop their own people and respond more effectively, whether on the streets or at sea. Over the next few days, you might be able to catch a glimpse of the RRS James Cook, a research vessel undertaking a first-of-its-kind expedition. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Since embarking on January 13th, the Cook has been gathering essential data on a groundbreaking mission to explore uncharted territories across 3 Caribbean overseas territories, Anguilla, Turks and Caicos, and the Cayman Islands. This expedition is part of the UK's Blue Belt program, Beyond the Reef Survey, which is exploring the ocean and seabed over approximately 365,000 square kilometers of United Kingdom overseas territory seas. The information gathered will help, quote, bridge critical knowledge gaps and inform decisions surrounding marine protection, sustainable fisheries, and responses to pressing issues like climate change, overfishing, and pollution. 19 scientists and marine managers from the territories are working with UK colleagues. The Cayman team will be involved as the RSS James Cook embarks on the final segment of its journey. Researchers are exploring Cayman's offshore banks and deep water environments to map and assess the marine surroundings. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The ship's last port of call is back in Georgetown on the 25th of February. On Thursday, the team deployed its first time-lapse cameras in Cayman's waters, an exciting first milestone in the third and final leg of the Beyond the Reef expedition. It was dropped to 600 meters at Lawford's Bank, a sandy seamount 10 miles northeast of Cayman Brac. The Bathy Snap is a time-lapse seabed camera designed to capture still images of the deep ocean floor, helping to better understand life in some of the least explored parts of our marine environment. After 72 hours on the ocean floor, researchers will retrieve the system and begin analyzing the image and samples. Finally, the fifth and final show of this year's Cayman Arts Festival, hosted by Kay Musica, hits the stage of the Harkwell Theatre on Saturday night.
So we have the guitar, Juan Anguita.
The Miguel Vargas Flamenco Dance Theatre delivers a flamenco experience uniting dance, song, guitar, and rhythm in a vibrant celebration of Spanish tradition. Que Musica's Marius Gaina.
They've been here 2 years ago, a Miguel Vargas Dance Theatre. They come as a family, there are five of them, and they are amazing.
For more information, head over to CaymanArtsFestival.com. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevi Ebanks.